Okay, well, Zion, right? Mishanichlas right? When Av comes in, we're Mamayat Basimcha. Right, so that means there's things that we stop doing. Ain't buying a binyan shel simcha. We don't build a binyan shel simcha, a binyan shu rak la'arvacha, or a binyan that's just for harvacha. Meaning, if you need a place to live, that you're allowed to build. And if you make a deal with the guy, let's sire a lawyer space, to fix up the house. If you can appease him, but with a little bit of money and say, you know what, push it off a week. I'll give you a little extra money. That if you wait until after Tisha, no, another that's proper. And if not, what the it's mutter by Yisrael, this ladina ba the akum l'shtamet minei mishum deriyah mazalit. Right, and another. So try to push him off. If you can't, then it's fine. I mean, if you have a court case with a guy, then you should push it off because it's considered a bad luck time. Nowadays, it's considered a bad luck time. And actually, yishtamet kolach ba'edish. If it's possible, you should push him off the entire month of Av, which is debatable. Some say the bad luck runs out by after Tisha B'Av. Some say Tu B'Av. But the Kitzur is obviously saying the whole month. But minimum is Tisha B'Av. Ain mekachin es alavana ad lachar Tisha B'Av. We don't do Kiddush Shavuot until after Tisha B'Av, as is well known. The Gra held that you don't. Yeah, fine. Ches minig b'chol Yisrael shalei lechol basav shalei lishtas yayin b'tisha yom shmin Rosh Chodesh lachar Tisha B'Av. The minig b'chol Yisrael is not to eat. Not to eat meat and not to drink wine. He's saying B'chol Yisrael, but the Sfardim have different hanhogas. Really, Sfardim only do it the week of, which this week doesn't exist. Right? But here he's mashma with B'chol Yisrael. And it's also even with the cooked food that you cook with it. Meaning like from Aish by Shuman or fats in it. Filu basar, oif basar, and even chicken is awesome. Ach, mishem acholi cholov, mazikin loy, but if milk will damage someone, yachalecha basar, oif, you could eat chicken. Well, the tzara chayla, akol mutter, if it's the chayla, everything is mutter. All right? But mokam, emeina kosher lo yesh lo laha, yachalecha min zayin ba'ob if it's difficult, you should try and not have chicken or meat after zayin of. This year's Zion Ov is on Friday, so it's really not that difficult. And some women who gave birth don't have basar from Zion and on Kibbutz. On that day, the goyim went into the Heichal. That's why Zion Ov is more chamer. Right. That's what everybody's busy with nowadays. Gam came with Torah Basav Yayin is also Mutter and Basav Yayin. See, now here the kids was very machmer about who can come to the Siyam. And except for the fathers, brothers, children, mitzvah, and besides for those that have Shaychas to the mitzvah, I guess that would be like Chavrusas, that type of thing. You're allowed to invite 10 more people for Mayus, for Reyes, but that's it. I mean, you can't just have anybody else. But of course, you have a Moshe Feinstein, a yeshiva or a camp is considered your whole chevra, and that's what they could be samachan. But that's only if they would come to your siyum. I mean, if your guy calls you up and during the year and says, you know, I'm making a siyum. You want to come? You say like, "What am I going to this guy see him for?" All right, it's not. You would never go to it, so then you don't get to participate on Tisha B'Av on the 9 days either. This is all mutter even on Erev Tisha B'Av. But not afterwards. The Vachnath is not considered Sudas Mitzvah. And it's also to have basur and yayin in that meal. Make it with dairy. If you have a child there that drinks Rav Kos, you can give it to him. The himself can drink. The reason why this is complicated with the child is because the child can't be old enough to understand the Churban, because then he's not allowed to have wine. And he can't be too young that he doesn't understand what he's doing with drinking Avdalah. So therefore, many suggest to just drink the Avdalah yourself. You're not allowed to do laundry. Even if it's laundry that you don't want to wear till after the tainus, so even to give it to a kabesas akum, it's awesome. Yisraelis is mutter to wash a guy's clothing and come up in b'shavu, which, like we said, we don't have this year. It doesn't apply. You should be careful. And also in these 9 days, it's also to wear or to put on your bed, even clean laundry that was cleaned before the 9 days. It's mutter. And to put the white tablecloths on the table, or to switch to, and to switch towels, the way they do in other Shabbos, that's allowed. I was levanim, white sheets also, let's see, that you can't do. And a woman that needs to wear white during the Shiva Nikim, it's mutter for her to wash and to wear mitzvah. And the kids' clothing that you use to clean them, like diapers from malachnas and toddler that they constantly make them dirty, mutter lechapson, it's mutter to wash them. You're not allowed to wear in the 9 days new clothing or new shoes or to a lerig on pelois or to weave socks. Feel like they uman akum, even with a woman who's a guy. Like for a marriage right after Tishabah, you can ask a guy, but not with a yid. Right? But there are those that disagree and they hold that you are allowed to. Even a yid can. And before Rosh Chodesh, it's mutter in all Indian. To give it even to Ruman Yisrael. And it's mutter to make that even after. Right. Fine. Yud Aleph. Nashim Shenayga Shalayla Sadar Chutin La'Riga. This is the interesting halacha. Women that are noyig not to set up the threads on a loom, right, to weave it. Shem Zezen Nikris Shesi. Because it's called the Shesi, right? You have a Shesi Be'er. Kivin Shabbatal Evet Shesiyah. Since we have the Churban Beis Hamikdash, so when Bavatol, Evan Shasiya, Shaiba Beis Hamikdash, I was in the Beis Hamikdash, Shechmir Olay and Bazeh, that's where they were Machmer. So Osir Lahatilan, and you're not allowed to allow the women. So basically, women were not weaving. Women were not weaving because it's called Shasiya. I mean, it's called Shasiya, so it reminds you of Evan Shasiya because of the Churban, so therefore we don't do Shasi, which is interesting because that comes out. That it's only weaving that's the issue. But if you'd have an MMA, what do you call it when you do with crocheting and that type of thing, the person can say it's also awesome. But what about for a woman to do art? A lot of women ask the child. Right, what about them doing art? So that is not so simple. That lachara should be okay. There's nothing to do with Shasia. Right? But anyway. That's it, right, Naftali?
Yeah, we finished tonight. Yeah.
All right. Fine. Everybody should have a fine night. Shabbos Tovus.